Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about doing more of what you like with your life. And yesterday, I asked you to rate your life on a scale of 1 to 10. And then I also asked you to break down the different components of your life, your family situation, relationship with your significant other, assuming you have one, your work and your leisure time. And then finally, we talked about what is it that you like most about each of those areas that you rated and how can you do more of that activity? So what I want you to understand is that you have the ability to direct your life on a trajectory that you choose. Right, so you can direct your life. That's an important thing to realize. Now, you can't control it, but you can direct it. And this is something we've talked about many times. So if you simply adhere to a few basic principles, you can start to influence the outcome of what happens in your life. Again, can you control it completely? Absolutely not. But can you put some direction into where it's going? Yes. And that's really where we want to focus. So as you dive into this and you start to think about ways to get where you want to go directionally in life, you start by understanding where you're coming from. And that means taking inventory of where you are, which is one of the reasons I asked you those questions. Right? And now you identify those areas that you'd like to influence, where you'd like to change a trajectory. And part of that is doing more of what you want, but now you know what those things are. And once you understand what those things are, then you start to look at how can you influence the direction. And the way you start doing that is to put a plan against it. So really, you want to put a plan in place. So think of it this way. If you want to do more of what you like, you've got to think forward. And so if you really love to travel and that's a passion, and now we're talking about the leisure aspect of your life, let's assume that you have a dream of going to Barcelona. So if you really want to go to Barcelona, the first thing you want to do is pick a date. Now, that date may be in 6 months, that date may be in 4 years, but pick a date and then start planning the itinerary. And as you start to plan it, things start to develop for you, right? Because now you're doing the research, you're getting more excited, you're putting yourself in that moment of what would it be like to be there. And the reality of it is if you don't make the arrangements, it's never going to happen. And so you want to do the same thing with work and think about at work, what is it that you'd like to be doing each day, and then start to plan it out. What does it look like? What has to happen? What are some of those things that must come into place before you can do it? And whether it's an existing role in your firm or it's a new venture altogether or a different business you want to start, put a plan in place to get there. That's the first step. So you took inventory, you know where you are, you know what you want, you know the direction you want to move in. Now the question is what is the plan to help you get towards where you want to go? So that's the first step. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe and you can do it on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. It just means getting here for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to pick up where we left off today and go from plan to manifestation. How do we manifest our plan? But for today, what I really want you to do is just think about what that plan may look like. Maybe put something down on paper. You've identified those areas that you want to do more of and doing more of what you like. Now you want to think about a plan to help you get there. Take the time, think through it, write it down, and tomorrow we'll pick up from there with manifestation.